We begin our Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Masechtes Shkalim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Can you tell me in what way Masechtes Shkalim is different than the Masechtes we learned till now? There is no Talmud Bavli on Masechtes Shkalim. You don't have Gemaras on Masechtes Shkalim. But wait a second. You're going to tell me now I'm looking at my father's Shas, or maybe even at my own Shas, and there is a Masechtes Shkalim. Well, take a closer look. Is there Rashi there? There's different Mefarshim, because it's not Talmud Bavli. It's part of Talmud Yerushalmi. The Mishnayis is the same. But the explanation of the Mishnayis is different. There's Talmud Bavli and there's Talmud Yerushalmi. Although Talmud Yerushalmi is considered to be a little easier than Bavli, although the Lashon is very hard, because we're not so used to teaching the words of the Yerushalmi. But Talmud Bavli is considered to be harder to understand the Shaklavataria, it's longer, it may be more complex, but we learn mostly Talmud Bavli to start with. But of course, for those that learn Kala Torah Kula, they learn the Yerushalmi as well. Chazal Darshan B'machshakim Hashivani. In the darkness, we sat down to learn, even in the most difficult times. The Amiroyim in Bavel sat down to learn Torah with great Mesiras Nefesh. That's one of the reasons that we learn Talmud Bavli. Okay, that was just for your general knowledge. Let's begin our Mishnah. I'm sure you remember from the beginning of Parshas Kisisa that there is a mitzvah of Machzis Hashekel. The Pasuk says, Zayitnu kala oivra lepekudim, Machzis Hashekel b'shekel hakodesh. Really, it's Masha from that Pasuk. That was only then. They were counting the Yidden. And you're not supposed to count the Yidden directly. So Memela, everyone gave a Machzis Hashekel, and they were able to count up how many Machzis Hashekels there were. Chazal understand, however, that it wasn't just for counting the Yid. Every single year, every single Yid was obligated to give a Machzis HaShekel for the purpose of the Karbonis HaTzibur in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, a private carbon, the private person pays for. But the many Karbonis HaTzibur that were brought throughout the entire year, who paid for that? And the answer is, those funds came from the Machzis HaShekel that everyone donated. What are some examples of Karban Tzibur? Well, like we've already learned, there's the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Bein Harabayim that they were makriv every single day. Karban Musaf is a Karban Tzibur. Every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every Rosh Chodesh. Can you think of any other Karbanas Tzibur? Well, there's the Lechem Aponim. There's the Karban Omer, the Shtei HaLechem, on Shavuos, that came along with the Karban Shlomim that was a Karban Tzibur. The funds for all of this came from the Machzis HaShekel. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special lishka, an office, a special room where the money was put, where the Machzis HaShekel was put. We're going to see at certain times of the year they took the money from there, and that's called Trumas HaLishka. Let's begin our Mishnah. Sakta Helig Mishnah Perig Aleph Mishnah Aleph Be'echad Be'adar, the first day of Adar, Mashmin Al HaShkalim. Bezin announced, time to bring in the Shkalim. Why did they do this on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Well, a month later, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the money had to be in. They had to have the new Shkalim by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Do you know why? Because all the new Karbanis, the Karbanis Tzibur, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on, had to come from new Shkalim. You couldn't use last year's Shkalim. That's learned from the Pasuk, Zayis Oiles Chodesh B'chadshei L'chadshei Hashana. Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you have to have the Shkalim from the new year. Here it says, Chadshei Hashana, and there's another Pasuk, Meirishin Hu Lechem L'chadshei Hashana. So we know, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you have to have all Karbanas Tzibur coming from the new Shkalim. So if people are going to be late bringing in their Shkalim, what are we going to do when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, and there's no more money? Even if there's money left over from last year, we can't use it. We need it from the Machzis HaShekel that people bring this year. So that's why a month before, Be'echad Be'adar, they announced, everyone bring in your Shkalim, we're going to need them soon. So try to imagine the things we're going to have when Mashiach is going to come. Right? Rosh Chodesh Adar comes. So we're all thinking about Purim. But imagine Rosh Chodesh Adar, you're on your way to Yeshiva, and everyone's crowded around. There's a Shliach from the Bezin standing there. And everyone is nodding, everyone is saying, ah, Baruch Hashem, a year already. And he announces with a big smile, come on everybody, Remember the Machzis HaShekel, we're going to need it soon. But if you were listening to what that Shliach Bezen was saying, he's not only talking about the Machzis HaShekel. Ve'alaklayim, the Shluchei Bezen also go out to all the cities and they make an announcement about Klayim. What does this mean? The Batanura has two pshatim. But before we go to those two pshatim, we have to understand what Klayim is. We know the Torah asked us to plant different types of things together. Really, there are two categories. There's Klei Zroim, that's a mixture of seeds. And there's Klei Aker, that's a mixture in the vineyard, where the grapes grow. Let's first talk about the mixture of seeds. The Pasuk says, Satcha Lai Sizra Klayim. You can't plant your field with mixed seeds. You can't mix together seeds from different types of vegetables, fruit, or grain, and plant them. Not only aren't you allowed to plant it together, you can't even allow such a mixture to remain in the ground, even if someone who's not Jewish planted there. Or let's say the winds just blew it together. If a mixture grew together, you have to take everything out except for one. Only one type is allowed to remain in the ground. There's another category called, and here we're being a little bit more strict, Klei Akera. These are mixtures in the vineyard where grapes grow. The Torah says, Leisizra Karmacha Kalaya. This is a mixture of different seeds planted in a vineyard. The Rabbanan said this will apply even to Chutzlarts. And if something grows from such a mixture, it can't be eaten or used, it has to be burnt. Okay, so now that we know what Klayim is, what does it mean that the Shaluchei Bezen, when they reminded us about our obligation to bring in the Machzis HaShekel, and that time was running out, because they're going to need all of those new shkalim by Nisan, they also reminded us about Klayim. What did they say about Klayim? According to the first pshat in the Batanura, the Shaluchei Bezen will remind people to check their seeds. Suppose I have seeds, and the seeds are generally for wheat, but there may be other things here as well. So you have to make sure that there are no other things. And there's a shear. The shear is, you can't have a quarter kav of other seeds per saw. A saw is 6 kavim. And we want you to check to make sure that you don't have a quarter kav of other seeds in this bag, let's say, of wheat seeds. Quoting from a Mishnah in Masechtas Klayim, the Batanura says, Kol saw sheyesh boi roiva kav mimin acher. You have a saw which is 6 kavim, and there's a quarter kav of a different type of seed, you might. Make sure to take it out. Make sure to bring it down so you don't have the proportion of a quarter kav of different seeds in this saw bag. A saw, again, is 6 kav of, let's say, wheat seeds. So according to this pshat, Bezen made their announcement, and everyone went to check their bags of seeds, to measure it, and to make sure that they were in compliance with this halacha. Why now? Why do you have to remind people of this Be'echad Be'adar? Because this is the time of the year that they're soon going to start planting their fields. But let me ask you a question. You just told me now let them plant different things together. So why is it that I can have even a quarter of a calf, or up until a quarter calf, in a saw? The answer is, because before you plant it, when it's just seeds, before you actually plant it, the little bit amount of different seeds becomes batel b'rayv. It's really okay. It's insignificant. But Chazal were concerned that Neymar is saying, it shouldn't look like, oi, he doesn't respect the mitzvah of Klayim. So they wanted this proportion, up until a quarter kav per saw. Once you plant it, however, and it starts growing, so we don't say, oh, okay, there's a field over here and there's some mixed things that grew, but, you know, it's very little. No, it doesn't work that way. Once it starts growing, it doesn't make a difference how little it is. Even 1 per 1,000, you have to rip everything out. The Batanura explains, if we're talking about seeds before you plant it, so really there's no isser of having seeds together in a bag. The isser is to plant it. So at that point, it becomes batel b'rayv. But once you're over the isser of planting them together, any time the Torah says you can't mix two things, we don't say, oh, well, there's more of one thing. So the little part doesn't count. It doesn't work that way. The Torah says you can't mix these two things. It doesn't make a difference what the proportion is. So again, while it's still seeds, before you're over the isser, it's just in a bag, in a sack, wherever you keep it, really it becomes batel b'rayv. As long as you have more of one, I don't care about the small amount. Chazal said, okay, listen, but people get the wrong idea. It shouldn't be more than a quarter kav per sa, which, by the way, is 1/24. A quarter kav per sa, and there are 6 kav in a sa. But if I planted a mixture, and what comes out is clearly 2 different species, you can see there are 2 different species over here growing, it's not shaykh bittel. Can't say one is mevatel the other. This is what the Torah said. You can't have these 2 things together, and you have 2 things together. Doesn't make a difference how much of one you have and how little of the other you have. You have to rip everything out. There can only be 1 thing left over here. So according to the second shot of the Batanura, what did Bezen announce? Bezen announced after it grew, and you can identify, you can see 2 different species growing together. Make sure if there's a mixture here, it has to be ripped out right away. Tear it out of the ground. Only 1 mean could be left. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. B'chamisha Asur, by the 15th of Adar, Karinas a Megillah, B'krachin. They would read the Megillah in the walled cities. That means cities that had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Where does that come in over here? So the Batanura explains, we're soon going to learn a halacha in Hilchas Shkalim, about 15 days in Adar. That's when the money changers began to take up their positions. So Memela, the Mishnah, is telling us other things that took place on the 15th of Adar. For example, Umesaknen Esadrachim, they started fixing the roads, Vesarachoyves, and the town squares. The chances are that many of the roads and the marketplaces were ruined in the rain. The harsh winter seasons took a toll on the roads. And soon we're going to need these roads for the many, many people that are going to come to be on the regal, and they're going to start making their way toward Yerushalayim. In the second Shatah, Batanura explains, if someone kills someone b'shagig, the Torah says, make sure the roads are available and clear for him to be able to run to the Ari Miklat before the Goyal Hadam gets him. And that was done this time of the year. Vayter says the Mishnah, that's Mikvois Hamayim. Sometimes there was a lot of lime or dirt that got mixed in. All these things can happen during the slushy winter season. Now it had to be cleaned. Sometimes the mikveh didn't have enough water. It was missing the shear. A mikveh has to have 40 sa. So if you have most of the 40 sa, but it's missing, you can bring even regular water from a bucket and pour it in. Normally the mikveh has to be rainwater. But if you have most of the 40 sa rainwater, says the Batanura, so you can even add mayim she'uvim. But it had to be done. Either way, the mikvahs had to be cleaned, and sometimes you had to add water. Furthermore, v'oisin kol tzarchei rab, whatever the rab needed, anything that the public needed, now was the time to do it. What does this mean? Things that the public needed? Well, it had a lot to do with what Bezdin had to institute. Din Torah, sometimes they had to paskin, din nefashos, makos, they had to redeem certain types of hegdish, or a saita that had to drink the water, the burning of the paraduma, the Eved Ivri that needed a hole in his ear because he didn't want to leave, the metzaira to make him tahar. All this was done this time of the year. They also made sure to open up whatever water sources should be available, so that during the summer months, the people should have what to drink. All of this is considered sarche ha-rabim, public needs. Vayter says the Mishnah, umetzainen es ha-kvarais. They mark the graves. So kehanim shouldn't accidentally hover over them, or other people that process taharis. Someone who doesn't know there's a grave there, he's going to step on it. Or let's say he'll come under a tree that overhangs the grave and him. He doesn't know to be careful. So they would mark the graves. See, during the winter, the rains would wash away the color, wherever they would mark it with. The Batanura explains how they would do it. But sometimes, whatever they did, it would melt away or break apart, so it had to be redone. The Yoitzin af alaklayim, and the Shluchi Bezen went out to make sure that people were listening to the halachis of klayim. Didn't we mention this already? No, we mentioned that on the first day of Adar they would make an announcement. Be careful. But they didn't just rely on that announcement. What if the people didn't have to rip out what they were supposed to? So Bezdin would go out and they would do it. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned on the first day of Adar, Bezdin would make an announcement, time to bring in the new Shkalim, because once Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, they needed those new Shkalim. The Kerbanis Sibah that were bought from that point on could only come from the new Shkalim. They also made an announcement about Klayim. Make sure that the mixtures of seeds, if you have any other mixtures, let's say, in your pack of seeds, you can't have a quarter calf per sa, meaning to say a 24th. Once you plant it, however, and it grew, then there was no tolerance whatsoever. If you can identify, oh, there's a different plant over there with the other plant that had to be ripped out, so Bezin made this announcement then. The Mishnah told us on the 15th day of Adar, they would read the Megillah in the cities that had a wall during the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And this was also the time that they would fix the roads for the people that are going to be Arle Regel, also for the Rutzeach, who killed someone B'Shaigeg. The Torah says you have to prepare the road for him to the Ari Miklot. They would fix the town squares, fix up the mikvais hamayim, clean them, add water if necessary, and all other tzarchi harabims were done. They would mark the kfarim to make sure that a kayan doesn't, by mistake, step on it, or fall under the same oil as the kever. And Bezna would go out to enforce the halachis of Klein.